Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 27th. Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis announced that protective measures for Coloradans will begin to ease up. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with more.
On Monday, April 27th, Colorado will shift from a stay-at-home order to a safer-at-home phase. That means residents will no longer be required to stay in their homes except for essential activities like grocery shopping. However, Governor Polis is urging all residents to continue physical distancing and wearing face coverings in public. And people should still stay at home as much as possible, especially those most vulnerable to the virus. Here's a rundown of how the state will slowly begin to reopen. As of Monday, some retailers can open for curbside pickup. By May 1st, they can allow limited numbers of customers inside with precautions. Real estate agents can start having showings, but not open houses. Personal services such as hair salons, tattoo parlors, personal trainers, and dog groomers will be able to reopen May 1st with strict safety guidelines. Elective medical services such as dental offices can also reopen on May 1st, again with safety precautions. Bars and restaurants may be able to open in mid-May, but no date has been set. Nightclubs, gyms, and spas remain closed, and large gatherings of more than 10 people, such as sporting events, concerts, and plays, are still prohibited. For most people in the state, especially those more vulnerable, May shouldn't really look any different than April, says Polis. Stay home unless you absolutely need to go out. Reduce social interactions as much as possible to include only people in your household. Maintain physical distancing of at least 6 feet, and keep washing and sanitizing. You can go outside to exercise, but avoid team sports, and don't travel more than 10 miles from your home to recreate. It's not the time to take a vacation, to host or attend parties or barbecues, or to hug or shake hands with people. Governor Polis says he believes Coloradans will continue to take the appropriate precautions through May and into June. But if they don't, he says, they shouldn't be surprised if some restrictions return. This is Jody Peterson for KVNF.
And this is a follow-up from Capitol coverage. Colorado's stay-at-home order expires today. But as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, that does not mean life is returning to normal during the coronavirus pandemic.
A phased reopening of businesses starts with curbside pickup at retailers that have been closed. On Friday, they will be allowed to open their doors, but only if they limit the number of customers and meet other safety requirements. Hair salons and dentist offices will also be able to start seeing people again, but Governor Jared Polis is still urging residents to stay at home and wear masks in public.
That's the way that we're going to beat this, is those individual decisions people make, not to socialize, to stay at home when they can, because people are safer at home.
Some places like Denver are keeping stricter stay-at-home orders in place through early May. But others, including Eagle and Mesa counties on the West Slope, are working to reopen their businesses more quickly. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is from the Colorado News Connection.
A new report documents how the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's tilt toward extraction on public lands threatens wildlife and Western sporting traditions. The Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan in Colorado would open up 95% of the landscape there to oil and gas development. Aaron Kindle with the National Wildlife Federation says development at that scale would degrade and fragment habitat, disrupting historic migration routes and mating and birthing sites.
It really has the potential to change hunting in the area and perhaps reduce the hunting opportunity to such a degree that hunting is really not viable in the area anymore, nor are the businesses and economies that rely on hunting in the area.
Kendall notes Delta and Montrose County saw more than 105,000 hunter days in 2017, which played a big part in the $3.5 billion outdoor recreation economy in the area. Proponents of the Trump administration's energy dominance policies say development on public lands is necessary for the nation's economic and energy security. Kendall says protecting public lands for wildlife and Western sporting traditions doesn't have to come at the cost of energy production. He points out that 20 million acres are already leased for oil and gas operations, and many of those acres are sitting idle.
There's plenty of opportunity to develop energy on public lands, and we really just feel like it should not be to the detriment of any and all other uses. We need to have a balanced approach, no matter what the energy dominance doctrine looks like.
And while the oil and gas industry has a boom and bust history, he says hunting has been around a lot longer. If there's enough natural habitat for wildlife to thrive, Kendall says hunters will continue to visit Colorado's public lands and spend money along the way. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A Lake City family is happy to be home. As the global coronavirus pandemic has left thousands of U.S. citizens stranded abroad, the Brown family found themselves stuck in Belize. For KVNF, Laura Palmisano reports.
The Browns went to Belize for spring break in early March. They planned to return to Colorado in early April. Then the coronavirus spread across the world. Countries like Belize closed their borders and halted flights in and out of the country. Yoli Brown scrambled to book one of the last flights out for her family of four, but they missed that flight.
My passport and my two kiddos' passports were missing.
Brown then went to the U.S. Embassy for help.
We got replacement passports for the kids.
Brown says it only took a couple of hours to make that happen. However, she's a Canadian citizen with a green card, so the process is different for her.
I had to call the Canadian consulate. They only have a consulate. They don't have an embassy. And because of that, they were not able to do anything for me. So I couldn't get a passport.
Brown says the only thing the Canadian government could do was offer paperwork that would allow her to fly to Canada. She booked a flight for her family back to the U.S.
I booked myself on a flight to Toronto, even though that's not where I wanted to go.
The flight to the U.S. got canceled, and Brown decided to stay with her family. Brown says the United States government then arranged two repatriation flights for citizens stuck in Belize, but those also got canceled. In the meantime, Brown's two sons did online school with their classmates back in Lake City, Colorado. At first, they didn't have Wi-Fi where they were staying in Belize. Brown says the boys would go to a neighbor's house to use the internet.
Classes were on the front porch of this house, and it was beautiful. It was overlooking the sea. But just the whole schedule, it was hard to get into the routine of things.
The Brown family got word that there would be a repatriation flight to the U.S. on April 16th. Yoli Brown then worked on figuring out how she would be able to return to the United States without her Canadian passport.
The American Embassy was the one to help me, actually.
Brown says government officials arranged for her to travel on the flight using her green card. On the journey home, the Brown family wore face masks and played a game.
We did that see who can not touch their face the longest game. That kind of helped.
Now they are in quarantine at their home in Lake City. Brown says she's relieved.
It feels awesome to be home, to be out of all that uncertainty and be able to just sit back and relax.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.